saving money on your kitchen projects at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Today's episode, we will talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is an essential Christian quality. I'll say it again. Forgiveness is an essential Christian quality. To be a Christian and to forgive is almost as akin to forgiveness goes with being a Christian like peanut butter goes with jelly. To make it a little more practical fun out of how important forgiveness is to being a Christian. But why is forgiveness an essential Christian quality, one that Christians should display, wear on their sleeve, or practice? Because we have been forgiven by our Lord, and He paid the price for us so that we can be forgiven of our sins. But going further, let's talk more about what it means to forgive and what exactly is forgiveness. But first, let me read a passage of scripture from Luke chapter 17, verse 3. And Jesus is speaking, and He says in verse 3, "Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him." Verse 4, "And if he sins against you 7 times in a day and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." And I will repeat, if your brother comes to you 7 times in one day, that's a lot. Many times in our lives, somebody comes to us twice in one day and apologizes. We're going to tell them, "Go ahead, buddy, beat it, buzz off." But Jesus says we must forgive that person. And once again, why so? Why is forgiveness so important? Well, let's look at what forgiveness does. Forgiveness helps transform our relationship with God and with others and even with ourselves. How does forgiveness transform our relationship with God? How does it impact our relationship with others and impact our relationship with ourselves? Well, forgiveness removes, and that is part of what forgiveness does. It removes barriers. It removes stains. Forgiveness helps remove scars. Also, forgiveness helps release. When we are unforgiving, we're trapped in a spirit of an invisible wall between us and the offending party. So when we're unforgiving, we have a barrier erect that prevents us from a healthy or rightful relationship with either ourselves, with somebody else, or even with God. So being unforgiving erects barriers, but being forgiving removes barriers. So we see that one aspect of forgiveness, it breaks or removes barriers. It tears down walls. Also, what forgiveness does is that it cleanses. One thing about being unforgiving, especially of ourselves, we walk around with an invisible stain that we think everybody can see. Or we say, "Oh, I'm a murderer. Oh, I'm a thief. Oh, I'm a adulterer. Oh, I'm a fornicator. I don't belong in there because I have this invisible stain of being an adulterer. So I can't hang with the good girls, the good wives, because I'm the bad wife." Practicing forgiveness and applying it on ourselves helps remove that invisible stain. So now once you forgive yourself, you know you're forgiven by God. You know you belong everywhere because you have been forgiven. And therefore, since you know you have been forgiven by God, you therefore, as a result of your gratitude, practice the same thing with others. So by you forgiving your offending party, you help wipe their stain away. Therefore, that they now feel cleansed and they can see the power that you have to cleanse or forgive. And they know your source is God. And therefore, it is also an evangelistic tool when people see your power or your ability to forgive, and they know that power originates with God. Well, I hope this episode has blessed you. And if it has, please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Have a great day.